This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm John Brown. A group of bipartisan legislators, community, business, and faith leaders announced a new bill on Monday that will extend Arizona non-discrimination protections. Cronkite News' Talia Lopez reports on what communities the bill will protect.
In Arizona, there are no statewide laws that protect gay and transgender individuals from being fired, denied housing, or refused service. New legislation sponsored by Arizona Representative Amish Shah, a Democrat, and co-sponsored by Representative Rusty Bowers, a Republican, would provide protection for the LGBTQ members in employment, housing, and public accommodations, as well as protect religious rights for people and institutions of faith. Representative Amish Shah says the bill isn't about special treatment. Shaw says not having protections for these communities damages Arizona's economic sustainability by preventing opportunities for individuals. The bill would also ban conversion therapy for licensed professionals. That has been denounced by major medical associations in the country. Representative Rusty Bowers says the legislation was carefully written.
And this construct of this particular part of the bill is very finely crafted to preserve the exercise of religion in counseling, and also to preserve thought and careful medical training in the provision of that aspect.
The bill has a long road ahead in the state house. However, already more than 3,400 businesses in Arizona have signed onto a unity pledge to support and advance workplace equality and non-discrimination policies for the LGBTQ community. Talia Lopez, Cronkite News.
Arizona lawmakers are advancing a proposal to partially undo the state Supreme Court's elimination of the practice of allowing lawyers to remove potential trial jurors without explanation. Legislators supporting a bill endorsed last week by a state House committee said restoration of so-called peremptory challenges in criminal cases would preserve a right intended to help ensure just and fair verdicts. Proponents of elimination of the challenges say it would help prevent discrimination in jury selection. The rule change took effect January 1st, eliminating peremptory challenges in both civil and criminal cases. Arizona was the first state to eliminate peremptory challenges. Arizona's governor ordered flags at all state buildings to be lowered to half-staff Monday in honor of Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Rosa Meraz, who died early Saturday morning. Doug Ducey called Meraz an advocate for justice and a dutiful public servant in a tweet on Saturday. Meraz died after being hit by a car who failed to stop at a red light in Phoenix. Meraz was one of the first judges of Asian descent in Maricopa County. The National Asian Pacific American Bar Association honored her with a Trailblazer Award in 2020. In the latest fight over voting rights, more than 200 faith leaders in Arizona and around the nation want the NFL to move next year's Super Bowl out of Glendale. They say the football organization should move the game because of bills that change voting rules in the state. One bill would remove voters from the list of Arizonans who automatically receive mail-in ballots if they fail to vote in consecutive election cycles. Reverend Dante McGilvery of Phoenix says he signed the petition addressed to the NFL commissioner because voting laws are flawed.
That is really what we are standing against, that it purges more than 100,000 people from the state, with the highest number of voters are seven districts who are majority people of color.
Nearly 30 years ago, the NFL dropped Glendale as a Super Bowl host city because Arizona refused to recognize Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a federal holiday. Last year, Major League Baseball moved its All-Star game out of Atlanta because of a bill that restricts voting access to Georgia residents. We had help today from Talia Lopez and Eric Castellan. Thanks to Mason Miller for producing the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm John Brown.